I wasn't expecting we as a radio station to be the middle of something of a bit of a media storm that's happened in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, I think, Seth, if you're listening, it'll be nice working with you for a few weeks. I mean, you know, he wants that experience. He's obviously worked as a journalist before, and what we're offering is we're offering him 2 weeks of experience. You know, he'll be able to go out and vox people in Leeds. He'll be able to go to Bradford City games, maybe interview Phil Parkinson. I mean, we are offering him hands-on experience.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. You're completely right. And the thing was, right, Monday this week, Sepp Blatter, there's the FIFA Congress. We all know what happened with the comedian, ha-ha, who... storms in initially, but then it kind of moves on and they move to what will happen with the future of FIFA, the fact that in February that's when we'll know who the next president is, and then Mr. Sepp Blatter says this.
I think I will come back to my work, or my it was a little bit my hobby, I have to say. I was as a journalist, but this time I will go to radio, because I think the radio is the most popular item in information, because it's 24 hours and everybody can listen. And if you are traveling all around the world, you always hear radio. So if you ask me what I want to do, and it's easier to speak than to write.
My word, he's snappy, isn't he? He gets that sentence straight out there. But also Tom, right, he thinks it's easier to speak than to write. So it sounds like he thinks that the job's not that difficult.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he does turn up for them 2 weeks, we'll be putting him through his paces. And like I said, he'll be doing a lot of tasks. He'll have to make some brews for us as well along the way. I like a lot of milk in mine, you know.
Yeah, you really do like a lot of milk.
And look, as a little reward for Sepp, if he does turn up, I'll teach him a thing or two about non-league football.
I'm sure that will be a great joy to him. No, but the thing is, right, he says, journalism, it's easier to read or to speak than it is to write. Tom, how much of your job is speaking on the radio, and how much of your job is writing things in preparation for the radio?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I'd like to say, you know, if he thought maybe that he could go into the presenting side of things, you've got to do some writing as well. So, I mean, I'd say it's a...
this side of the job's easy.
I'd say it's, for a journalist, it's 50-50, really. You're doing a lot of writing to prepare for your speaking. So, yeah, Seth, if you want to take that offer up, then by all means, come down. We can teach you a thing or two.
Here's a question for you. Imagine if Sepp Blatter, the journalist, is having to interview Sepp Blatter, the head of FIFA.
Ooh.
What are the questions that Sepp Blatter, the journalist, and I don't necessarily want you to ask, I'm just sort of putting that in thought in people's minds. What would the questions that Sepp Blatter, the journalist, would ask Sepp Blatter, the FIFA president? I'm just putting that out there. You might have your own thoughts as you listen to Radio Yorkshire. You might think, you know what, yeah. But yeah, no, this whole thing yesterday was the management sort of thought, right, well, we'll kind of put this together. Suddenly now, I'm seeing like the things about us in the Daily Mail, all that kind of stuff is like, Radio Yorkshire is to offer him a placement, which would be quite good, and as you say, making the brews,